Congressman, nice to talk to you.
Good to be with you, Vince.
What does it feel like to have this sword hanging over your neck right now, that Annapolis Democrats could basically eliminate your district on a whim?
Well, they could, but I think they're going to pass a map where it doesn't eliminate the possibility of me winning, where it actually gives me a slight advantage. Because I think after Virginia and New Jersey, I think they got scared that if they got too greedy, you know, they'd produce a map where in a good Republican year we might win two or maybe even three districts. So I think they're just going to, take their 7-1 advantage. I think the map they're going to pass tonight and final passage tomorrow is going to be a 7-1 map, which then the governor will take to court, because this map looks better than the last map in terms of gerrymandering, but it's still a very gerrymandered map.
So in other words, things have improved. Your odds have improved based on the map you expect them to pass tonight?
No. My district will be worse than it is now, but better than the worst district that they had. They proposed four different districts.
Yes.
In the worst district, it would be very difficult to win for a Republican. But there were three districts where the Democrats had less than an 8-point advantage. And of course, as you know, given what happened in Virginia and New Jersey, a Democrat would sweat with a less than 8-point advantage.
It is pretty wild to see. I mean, it's gotten so bad that places like Princeton have scored the Democrats' gerrymandering maps for this year. They've given them an F rating. The Princeton Gerrymandering Project was looking at what the Democrats in the state legislature have put together and said that this is completely unfair. Do you expect, if they vote for one of these unfair maps, and especially if they override the veto of the governor to make sure that an unfair map is the congressional map going forward, will the Justice Department get involved, do you think?
No, the federal, the Supreme Court has already said the federal courts are not going to get involved unless, you know, there's a Voting Rights Act issue. We're not a Voting Rights Act state. But the state Supreme Court, we call it the Court of Appeals, I think will get involved. The governor has appointed 5 of the 7 justices to the state's Court of Appeals, which is our highest court. And I think they will get involved, because I think you can make a constitutional question that a gerrymandered map. And again, these maps are still highly gerrymandered, not as bad as it was last time, because you couldn't get any worse than last time. But these highly gerrymandered maps, we think, violates the Maryland Constitution.
Yeah, I mean, the maps that are drawn, both the existing map and the proposed maps, Congressman Andy Harris, they don't have any unifying principle between each of the districts. It's like the people who are in the cities in Maryland who are connected in the same districts, like, let's say, the 4th Congressional District, it seems like they have nothing to do with each other. It's just drawn in such a way to give Democrats power.
That's right. There was one unifying principle. It's make the Republican district weaker.
Yes.
So every single 7 of the 8 incumbents are literally in their district. I'll bet you can't guess which incumbent was drawn out of their district.
I would think it might be you. It'd be Congressman Andy Harris.
It would be me. So they had a unifying principle: keep all the 7 Democrat incumbents in their district and try to draw a weak Republican district. And again, the governor will take it to court. We'll see. You know, in Pennsylvania, their state Supreme Court overturned a gerrymandered map.
Yeah.
I think that could happen in Maryland. And if it does, we would get 2 and possibly even 3 seats.
By the way, I just want to point something out here. As we're talking about this, there are Democrats at the national level who constantly pretend like Republicans are the ones who are gerrymandering states into situations where they unfairly represent the people within their states. Is there any state that's quite as mangled as Maryland is? And it's obviously built that way to try and advantage Democrats, Congressman.
Well, the last gerrymander, Maryland was the worst gerrymander in the state. Like I say, this is a little better. So this is kind of on par with what some of the more partisan legislatures do. But again, you know, the federal government's not going to be involved. So it's up to individuals in each state to bring these maps to the Supreme Court. And you know, most Americans believe that you actually should have fairly compact districts, you know, with like interests. So in Maryland, you know, they drew a map in Maryland that connected the Susquehanna River to Montgomery County near D.C. Now, that is not a district that shares common interests. So again, you look at this map and you say there's obviously one purpose for this map.
Yes.
Is to elect 7 Democrats dependably, to probably elect an 8th Republican, but in a good Democrat year, it might go 8-0. and you know, to draw the Republican out of his district. I mean, that's their principles. And again, you're right. For the National Democrats to somehow feign that you know, all partisan redistricting is really bad and the Republicans are the ones that do it, I suggest they just look at the Maryland map.
Yes. In fact, I've seen one of the justifications for mangling the Maryland map to the advantage of Democrats is like, well, all these Republicans control all these other states. So if they're going to be unfair, we have to be unfair, too.
Yeah. And you know, again, Maryland frequently prides itself on being, you know, at the forefront of I'll say, advanced thinking on political issues. And obviously, they think that you ought to have nonpartisan maps, but not in Democrat states. They think that partisan maps are just fine in Democrat states. They should be everywhere else. You know, places like Texas and Florida, oh, yeah, those maps should be nonpartisan. But in our states, you know, we have no problem drawing a partisan map.
Right. Yeah, where's the nonpartisan commission to draw the map in Maryland? Why didn't Democrats push that?
Well, the governor had it for 7 years. He put in the bill to create a nonpartisan commission. The Democrats wouldn't even bring it to a vote.
Exactly.
Because I think they know that that 70% of people in the United States think that you actually should draw lines on a nonpartisan basis.
That's right. So tell me, just the people of Maryland, if I were to break down, if I would actually draw fair maps in Maryland, you get, you know, population centers like, you know, the Montgomery counties and the Baltimores. Beyond that, it seems like much of the state is actually occupied by people with kind of conservative sentiments. Like there should probably be a lot more Republican congressmen in that state if the districts were drawn fairly.
That's right. So the governor did create an independent commission. It wasn't sanctioned by the legislature, but he did create an independent commission. And the map he drew was, I think, you look at it and you say, yeah, this is a reasonable map. You know, for instance, you know, Baltimore City has one district. It's 600,000 people. It shouldn't have more than one district. In those kind of maps, you have at least two Republicans, and in a good Republican year, you'd have three Republicans, which is fair. I mean, we are a Democrat state, but we have a sizable minority of Republicans. We've had Republican governors. So if you draw this map on a nonpartisan basis in Maryland, you will get two to three Republicans any which way you draw it on a nonpartisan basis.
All right. So Congressman Andy Harris of Maryland is with us, and he stands at risk of having his district erased at the moment. What's your message to Annapolis today, Congressman, as they take up these maps?
Well, I would just urge caution. I mean, they ought to look to Virginia and New Jersey and say, look, if you want to roll the dice on an 8-0 map, go ahead and roll the dice. But it's going to be a very bad year for Democrats next year. And if you want to weaken some of those Democrat districts in order to attempt to, you know, make an 8-0 map, you know, so be it. But, you know, you should be careful what you wish for.
Congressman Andy Harris of Maryland's Fighting First, fighting to exist. thank you, Congressman. Great to have you with
thank
us.
Thank you.
Sir.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.